of the Civico, Phil Hendry.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills reminding you that we've got a delicious prime rib all day cooked. It's not in the prime rib room, that's our bar.
Here at Ted's.
But the other one.
The prime rib room is where?
Prime rib room is our bar, and that is where we hold forth on, especially we hold forth on Sundays, Phil, and on days where...
You know, it's really loud wherever you are.
Yeah, I'm going to move into the, try to get to the office here. It's just a, the prime rib room is, of course, our lounge, also our bar. We also have a fire pit out back people can enjoy. And it's the kind of experience, I think it's the kind of dining experience that people are going to enjoy when they come out to California. If you're not from California, visit. We sure hope that you visit us here at Ted's Beverly Hills. Again, the prime rib room is our lounge, but on Sundays we have our all-day cooked prime rib. Oh, boy, it's something else.
All right, we have today Congressman Wiener stepping down, and it was a resignation that turned into quite just a ridiculous circus.
Yeah, it was embarrassing for the congressman.
Well, you know, I would say this, and I don't want to, you know, I will say the following. I know that Howard Stern's guys got in there, and I have to say that if ever there was a time that a press conference needed that kind of comic relief, I think it was today.
Well, I disagree with you, Phil. I think you've got a United States Congressman, Anthony Weiner, who, yes, he disgraced himself, yes. He disgraced his office, yes. He was engaged in inappropriate behavior, but I still say that the office of a United States congressman is one that is, it is a cut above any other kind of a job that we can have in this country. I think the people that assume those jobs are people that care about the country. I think that they're flawed human beings. And I think in the case with Anthony Weiner, I am a supporter of his. I do not like what he did, but I'll tell you something else, Phil. I don't like the continual childish, juvenile, double entendre, the jokes, even on your program, with the greatest of respect, and I advertise on your show, so you know that I respect you. And
well, what have we done? I don't think we've done all that much.
Yes, you have, but I just heard you talking to Professor Clayton. I was offended.
All right, he got involved in some discussion there that I thought was very inappropriate as well. But I do try to keep the tone here elevated.
Well, you know, if you try to keep the tone elevated, I appreciate that, Phil. But when you have a gentleman on your program with the jokes that he was making, and so I won't stand for it. And you're talking about Tuesday night.
Yeah, what happened on Tuesday night, because it was Piscatelli, is that the young man?
The family's name is Art Piscatelli, who is a longtime customer of mine. He's in real estate in Beverly Hills. The family came in, and they were having a steak dinner. I think they were celebrating a graduation. And the young boy, I thought, was completely out of line. And I will tell you this, Phil, and this is the point that I made with you, and I know your listeners out there, those of your listeners who have businesses, they're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. And a lot of times it's frustrating when I'm on your program because so many of your listeners and so many listeners of radio shows in general don't own businesses. They don't operate businesses. They don't really know how it is. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills. This is my restaurant. I know that I do business with the public, and I have to adhere to federal law and to state law with regard to that. But I still own this business. And if you walk into any restaurant, you will see in some places no shirts, no shoes, no service. You see that?
Sure.
And that is the proprietor reserving the right to himself to remove from the premises anyone that thinks they're going to somehow call the shots in somebody else's house, if I may put it in that way.
No, I understand what you're saying.
All right. I have a saying here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our customers are family. We don't put that in the advertising because I think it would insult people to get that schmaltzy. I think anybody that eats at this restaurant that has been coming here for a long time, they know that our customers are family. We treat our customers like family. I know everybody. I know the table they want to sit at. In many instances, I know, especially our older customers, what is their choice of cocktail. I make it my business. That's what I do.
That's what any good restaurant owner would do, I guess.
Absolutely. So that when the Piscatelli family came in, and I heard the youngest one, this young boy, Anthony, he made this Anthony Wiener crack. As I said, I treat people like family. I slapped him.
You slapped the kid in the face.
I slapped him. Let's just, you know, take it easy, Phil. I slapped him.
Did you not slap him across the face?
Yes, I did. But I'm going to put something to you, Phil. What I did with that boy, I would do to my own son. I would do to my wife. As I say...
To your wife?
As I say, I treat people, customers like family.
But to your wife?
Yes, to my wife. What is the... I don't abuse my wife. What I'm saying...
You slap your wife.
Well, you know, Phil, you want to get into a big to-do. I slapped my wife, she slapped me. So what?
Well, first of all, what we're talking about here is that you slapped a customer.
Let's not make this bigger than it is, all right? A customer came into my restaurant the other night and made a crude joke about this Congressman Wiener. I've heard all of the Wiener jokes, I've heard all of this crudity, and I'm fed up with it, and I know a lot of people are. And so when this kid came out with this, you know, I want a corn dog or whatever it was that he said, I heard cornhole, and I slapped him.
Now, but you're saying to me that, first of all, that's very unusual. You heard him say, you thought he said corn, what was it?
I thought I heard the kid say cornhole. And that's when it was automatic. I think it would be automatic with anybody. I think if in that instance, with the situation the way it is in this country, with the this guy Wiener resigning, with just the status of this country and the way that we are, we seem to be going down the sewer hole in terms of our morality. When I heard this kid say, and the words that I heard were, give me a cornhole or something like that, I slapped him right across the face.
And what was it that he was saying?
Said corn dog. But it's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Well, no, you're right. It's not the same thing. But he said corn dog, and so I was assuming it was a penis joke, and I acted accordingly. Now, let's just, before we get off on it.
All right, I got to tell everybody, this is the Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. The story that you're telling here, Ted, where you, the proprietor of a restaurant, hauled off and smacked someone's kid.
I know that family very, very well. And as I've said, at Ted's of Beverly Hills, we treat you like family. All right?
All right. I know you say that. And I think that when any customer, any consumer hears a slogan like that...
what do you mean, hears a slogan like that? That is entirely unique to... What does that mean? Hears a slogan like that. That is something that we came up with...
Well, I've heard, Ted, please, you know, we've heard other businesses say, you're family. And I'm saying... that when I hear that phrase, I don't automatically think that they have the right to slap my kid, okay?
Well, I apologized. It was, the point is, Phil, that I was provoked. I was provoked into that action by a kid with a smart mouth. And
but the kid was not trying to be dirty or anything. He asked for a corn dog.
Which, you know.
And you heard cornhole, and you smack him.
But what I said to Piscatelli, I said, "Art Piscatelli, you got to understand that when we're in the middle of the news that we're hearing, and I don't want to hear any more Wiener jokes, and in comes a kid saying he wants a corn dog, and I hear cornhole, and I'm going to react." And as I said to him, I would do the same thing to my own son. I would do the same thing. Well,
you would. You've said that you will smack your wife.
That to him because he at times has slapped his own wife.
Have you slapped your wife?
You know what, Phil? I'm gonna.
Have you slapped your wife?
I'm gonna hold on. Just am I a sponsor in this program? Yes, I am.
You are.
All right. So I'm gonna have to pull the sponsor card and say I'm a sponsor on the program. I don't want to answer any more of your questions, which are only designed to put me in a bad light. And
Mr. Hall.
Hold on for a minute. David Hall is on the line here. Let me see. Hey, David.
Yeah, Phil. Listen, Ted, how are you? Very good. I don't know if you're listening. I am, and I would ask you, Phil, to not go down this road.
Why not?
And Well, there. What is it with you with the why not? What do you mean by that?
Why can I not go down this road?
Because he's a sponsor. And I don't want you asking him questions about whether he smacks his wife. Okay? He's already admitted to slapping the face of someone else's kid. We can debate whether he had the right to do that. Because this kid was smart-mouthing him with, what was it, Ted?
He said cornhole.
Cornhole.
All right. Thank you very much, David.
I'm not done yet.
All right, but I have to, I got to move along, okay?
All right.
877-876-PHIL.
Did you hear what he said?
I heard what he said. Here is the problem that I'm having with all of this. Number one, you say you slap your wife. Okay. Number two, you slapped this kid. You said the kid was making a crude Anthony Weiner-style joke.
Yes, he was.
The kid had asked for a corn dog.
We don't serve corn dogs, Bill, so the kid was trying to make a sexual, what do you call it, sexual double entendre, however they say it. And
No, hold on for a minute. That's not why you slapped him. Well, you found out corn dog, so you're trying to say that's what it was, but you slapped him because you heard cornhole.
Yes, I did, and I thought to myself, and I was thinking, what cool the balls on this kid? And so I reacted automatically. Phil, I would only remind you and your listeners, I said customers, the same thing. In my house, in my home, where I do my business, Ted's of Beverly Hills, I have to be able to control.
I understand, Ted, but tonight you have come out with a couple of admissions here. One of them slapping the kid. All right, we could debate. I don't think you put your hands on another person's kid. You can go to the parents and say that I heard this kid say cornhole.
It was a very automatic thing, but again, we treat customers like family. Please keep that in mind. We treat our customers like family.
You can't take that literally.
You know, Phil, if you spent less time stumbling over what it is you want to say and know what you want to say...
You can't treat customers like family that way. You can't say, we treat our customers like family, that means I get to slap your kid. All right?
Oh, you can, huh?
And then you come out and tell me I treat them like family, like I slap my own son and my wife.
I said I slap Marcy and she slaps me.
All right, well, we're going to take a break here.
I would rather not break on a down note. I don't want to break... at a point where I look like, and forgive my language, I don't want to break at a point where I look like an ass to the audience. I'd like to break at a point where I have a little bit more of, you know, that I look, you know, people think that I'm, I don't know, I feel...
Well, Ted, you're rolling out your story here.
Yes, and what's happening is you're interrupting me. You had to have David Hall call in and tell you, don't go down that face-slapping route with my wife, and you went ahead and did it anyway.
So, all right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. If I get into trouble, I get into trouble. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is on the line with us. And he is tired, as I'm sure all of us are tired, of listening to this, the Anthony Weiner double entendre jokes. He heard a kid in his restaurant, a boy of 10, order a corn dog. He thought he heard the term cornhole, and he slapped the kid. He says he treats his customers like his family, which includes slapping his own wife. So we're getting some information here from Ted. He is a sponsor. I don't know how far I will be allowed to go, but we'll be back here. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. We have on the line with us here Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We had a little bit of a communication bust up, and we're going to get him right back on the line here in just a moment. But as we do, you let me know, bud, when we get him back, okay?
Yeah, right. You go ahead.
All right, we're going to go ahead and we'll hit the jingle. We are talking to Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, steakhouse, come on down.
hung up on me. Ted Bell here from Ted to Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills. Come on in. The Stanley Cup is over, but we got baseball in the prime rib room.
No, I did not. We did not hang up on you, Ted. We had just a lost communication there, okay? Welcome back, the world-famous Phil Henry Show and a longtime sponsor of ours, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. All right, so last Tuesday night, you had a family come in. You know this family. You're fed up with the dirty jokes, the Anthony Weiner jokes. I don't blame you. We all are. A little boy says to you, I want a corn dog.
Well, first of all, Phil, I think you need to understand, the Piscatelli family, I do know them, but I want to repeat, every customer we have, we treat as if they are family. Now, that means something to me, and that's meant something to me and my family for a long time. But there's a flip side to that, Phil. If I say I'm going to treat you like family and I don't, I am exposed. I leave myself legally exposed.
What do you mean legally exposed?
Exactly what I said. If I say I treat you like family and you come into my restaurant and start talking about cornhole, what I do with my son, I'll smack the taste out of his mouth. And I did that to Piscatelli's kid. I did it because I was particularly perturbed at the whole Anthony Weiner stuff.
And you're legally exposed. You're saying somebody could sue you if you didn't smack their kid because you say you treat people like family.
That is my understanding, yes.
877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills about this incident in his restaurant and all of this stuff flowing from the Anthony Weiner situation. By the way, he resigned today. Anthony Weiner did. Here is Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad Ted mentioned the whole legally exposed because I'm sure in his state, as well as many states I've been through, it is illegal for another person to touch a child. I think it's illegal for most parents to do corporal discipline, but if somebody touched my child, even if it's something I might want to use some physical discipline for, I would probably get rather violent with that gentleman.
Well, wait a minute. You don't believe that your kid can come into my restaurant and say, "Hey, yeah, cornhole." You think he's allowed to do that?
Even if he did something inappropriate or obscene, that is the parent's job to handle. I mean, what? You do not have the right. It is illegal physically harm
another
child.
Wait a minute, what gives him the right? Why does he have the right to come in and start talking about cornhole right in the middle of a dinner hour?
You're a public establishment. You can ask him to leave.
Well, I will tell you this, sir.
You can refuse service. You cannot touch another child.
We got a problem because I said we treat you like family. If I don't smack him, then I'm a liar. See?
Oh, you know what, Ted? I'm going to come to your restaurant. I'm going to come to your restaurant, and I dare you to touch my child. I dare you.
Well, if your child comes into my restaurant and says, "Hi, Mr. Bell, cornhole," are you thinking that I won't? I mean, what choice do I have? You give me no choice.
You know, and you would give me no choice but to make you a permanent part of your wall.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know. I get it. But let me just say this.
Don't touch my child.
What do you do with the lawsuit after I sue you because your kid came in and potty-mouthed my restaurant and made some old lady throw up?
I would apologize. I would apologize. I would get my kid out of the restaurant.
Well, that's not good enough. Your kid says cornhole in my restaurant, that means a bunch of people leave. I've lost that business. A woman vomits because that's something that's disgusting to women.
What are you saying, Ted? You've just heard this man say he would apologize. You, on the other hand, are slapping a kid.
I said we treat him like family.
That doesn't mean you're going to get sued. This man is going to sue you if you do slap the kid. And on top of everything else, when you say we treat you like family, I slap my wife. I mean, you know.
Yeah. What? Let me ask this gentleman, Jerry.
What you're doing, you're behind closed doors with your family. That's between you, the law, the counselor, and Child Protective Services. But you touch my kid, I will own your restaurant, and I'll probably hurt you in the process.
Well, yeah, but you see, once you file that lawsuit, then I could say to the judge, yeah, but his kid walked in and tried to purposefully destroy my business by talking about cornhole.
A little kid?
That's a
matter of, I don't think so.
That is a matter of argument and perspective.
But a little child, if you physically walk in and just be like, cornhole, cornhole, your public establishment. That's what your kid did. That's what he did.
All right. All right, thank you very much for your call, sir. We'll take a break. 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the line with us. And he smacked somebody else's kid for doing an Anthony Weiner joke. We'll be back at the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Every night is a great night. Birthdays, anniversaries, it doesn't make any difference. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, you're all welcome, no matter what religion. Downtown Beverly Hills.
Ted Bell is one of our sponsors here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and it is a segment that we're doing tonight with Ted on the Anthony Weiner jokes and what happened in your restaurant on Tuesday night. Now, you just heard a man say that if you put your hands on his kid, if you smacked his kid, you'd be, a permanent part of your own wall.
Well, I often think people talk that way, but I think... had that father been there, had that gentleman that I just spoke to, and you'll notice I'm being very cool about that. That guy threatened me physically. Obviously, I'd have a lawsuit of my own. And
if you were to slap anyone's kid, I'm shocked that Mr. Piscatelli, you know this guy, he didn't do anything.
He was complete, totally understood. And we shook hands. We recognized it was all a big misunderstanding. The desserts were on me. We had a wonderful night. And I have to be honest with you, his son, Anthony, got a slap across the face that he didn't deserve, but that I thought that he did deserve. And let me tell you again, Phil.
That's the other thing. This boy never said anything that he intended to be offensive at all.
Well, you say that he didn't say anything that he intended to be offensive at all. We're in the middle of a news cycle that has one of the most disgusting stories on record, Anthony Weiner. In walks a kid into a steakhouse. There's nothing about my restaurant at all that would make you think we are some Santa Monica Pier concession. You've been here, Phil, isn't that right?
Yes, I know.
All right, well, there's nothing about my restaurant that would make you think we're some kind of a beachside burger joint. We are a classy steakhouse. So when that boy walks in and stands in front of me like he's a member of Congress himself, he had on a little suit, and he's looking at me like, we're equals, and he says to me, give me a corn dog, which is what he said, apparently.
And all right, so the little guy, do you know him?
Yeah, I know him.
So maybe he's just trying to be a big guy.
He's trying to be a big guy. He's looking at me. We've just had a story in the news about a guy named Anthony Weiner exposing himself to a woman. Every guy saw those pictures and immediately feels inferior. Here comes this kid, so I'm already in a bad mood. I'm already feeling, upset.
And well, how upset are you? I mean, is this kind of lingering in your mind?
It has for a lot of guys. Now in comes this kid. I don't see any adults with him. I know who he is, but I didn't quite recognize him. He says to me, hey, Bell, what do you think? Cornhole? And he had said
it. See, that's just it. You keep saying that. He didn't say that. He said corn dog.
Yes. I've got the recording if you want to hear it.
That was my understanding. Bud told me and Jason said, you have a recording of this?
Yes, I do. This was actually a tape recording that we took initially because there was a film crew in there. We were doing some commercials. And we took the audio track off of this commercial. And I've got it right here. Just a second here, Phil. I recorded early 2019 hours. Ted's Beverly Hills, Tuesday night. I'm Ted Bell.
Hey, Mr. Bell. What do you say we team up? Team up with a corn dog.
Cornhole, huh? Watch this.
Oh, I didn't say corn dog. Ow! Ass.
All right, you heard that, right?
I heard you saying, oh, 20, 19 hours?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Boy.
So, let me ask a question. What was I supposed to have heard?
You didn't hear what I just played.
I heard a kid say, hey, Mr. Bell, team up corn dog.
All right, that was what he walked in, and he said, what do you say we team up on a cornhole? That's what I thought he meant.
And well, what did he say? He said, let's team up for a corn dog?
He said, you and me and a corn dog. Now, when I listened to the tape recording back just now, I recognized that that could be perceived as well as a sexual entendre.
Wait a second. You are talking to a 10-year-old boy. You slap him across the face for something he didn't say. Now you're trying to defend the action you took by saying, well, you know,
What kid walks in and says, let's team up for a corn dog?
I don't know, man. I don't know anything about corn dogs. I'm not particularly a fan of corn dogs. You know.
What do you got? What kind of a fan do you have to be? Have you ever said to somebody, do you like hot dogs?
Sure I do.
Have you ever said to someone, let's team up on a hot dog?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Maybe I've said, let's team up, let's go in, split one.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, that it can be interpreted that way.
He's walking into my restaurant. He's 10 years old, he's wearing a suit. Yes, he's young, but he looks like he means business. And then out of his mouth says, here comes team up and cornhole.
Now, what does that mean, looks like he means business?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know what he had in mind.
Well, Ted, I think it's a pretty asinine. Let me hear that again.
Hear it again.
You want to hear it again? All right. Hold on. Recorded 2019 hours. Tuesday night. I'm Ted Bell.
Mr. Bell? When I came up, one-on-one, cornhole.
Oh, really? Cornhole, huh? Come here. Is that something on your nose?
No.
Yeah! Yeah, uh-huh. Have a big one now. All right, there it is.
I heard the kids say go one-on-one.
Yeah, that's what it was, one-on-one. I don't know what he said, team up. One-on-one's even worse. One-on-one, there's no turning back, Phil. There's no turning back. I said to his father, I said, there's no turning back from slapping a kid's face. He said, let's go one-on-one. Now it becomes a gay proposition. Is that funny to you? Because I've got a multi-million-dollar business that's hanging in the balance.
What are you talking about, man?
Is that funny to you? You want to keep laughing? How'd you like it if I pulled my advertising?
All right, take it easy, okay?
You wouldn't like that. Are you laughing now?
Hey, Ted, take it easy, okay?
I'm taking it easy. I don't like being laughed at, especially when I'm talking about something. I could have been sued. That guy could be sued. I got another guy calling me up telling me he's going to sue me.
I don't know what you mean, man, when you say that it could have been a gay proposition.
You heard that. I don't know what you mean, man, when you say. Didn't you hear the guy say one-on-one?
First of all, again, I have to remind you, it's a 10-year-old boy.
I know that.
No, hold on. Secondly, the little guy wants a corn dog. He's been in your restaurant before. Have you ever served him a corn dog?
How in God's name would I know that? How do I know from one day to the next what they serve here? I own the restaurant. I don't know what's coming out of that kitchen. God Almighty, I go home at night, Phil, and I drop to my knees and I pray to God. I pray to God. And I'm not religious. But I go home at night and I pray to God that someone that ate in my restaurant that night isn't found the next day. And you know what I mean by found.
Well, Ted, a little control over what you're serving is probably a pretty good idea.
I understand that, but we've expanded. Okay, we're putting in another fire pit.
So, well, you could be putting in another fire pit, but maybe you ought to be paying attention to business, because it sounds like you know, Ted, you've got some legal. You know, you like the word exposed.
I don't like it. No, I don't. Especially in light of this Wiener story. And no, I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. I don't like what that guy said. You're exposed. Oh yeah. Well, wouldn't you like to see it? See, this is how my mind works.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to get your mind straight, because this is a kid that came in and said, I don't know what one-on-one means. He wanted a corn dog. You heard cornhole. You smacked him. And you did it in a way that I think was very childish.
What are you talking about?
Is that something on your nose? Bang.
I did. The kid likes the Three Stooges, okay? He should have known. When I said, is that something on your... Here, let's do it again.
Now, come on.
No, I want to play it again, so I don't want you telling people something happened that didn't happen.
All right, go ahead.
At 2019 hours, at my restaurant Tuesday night, I'm Ted Bell.
Mr. Bell, you and I go one-on-one and really team up. Let's hit it out of the park tonight.
Oh, you filthy little piece of...
Wouldn't you like to know?
Ow! Yeah! Boy, that felt good. Okay, that's it.
Jeez, every time I hear this tape, there's something new going on.
You go ahead and laugh it up, man. You laugh it up.
Every time I hear the tape, there's something new going on. I just heard you smack the hell out of him in that tape.
Well, I don't know which version we've got. It was recorded by three different cameras.
And I did hear the kids say, let's go one-on-one, tag team or something.
Yeah. So what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say when a kid, I don't care how young, says to me, let's tag team on a corn dog? You better not be laughing.
I'm not laughing. I think what we have here is you smacked a kid, and now you're coming up with all kinds of bullcrap to try to keep yourself from being sued.
That is a filthy lie, Phil. I'll see you in court. I'll see you in hell. Mr. Bell, shut up. I hung up on him.
No, you didn't.
The hell I didn't.
How are you talking to me then?
I'll see you hang. Hang it up then, dude. Hang it up.
You still haven't hung it up.
I know. Hold on. Please let me hang it up. Please. Please let me hang it up. Let me do that.
Dean hung up.
I know, but I don't want to listen to that. That's the most pathetic thing I've ever heard in my life. Please let me hang it up. Wow. All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and all I can tell you is that in recent years, I know that Mr. Bell... Yeah?
I'll see you hang.
Okay, thanks, Captain Bly. Anyway, in recent years, I think he's getting softer in the head. That's what I think is going on.
But I want a business as good as he said it is.
Well, I think his business is good. But to smack a kid in the face, he ought to know that that's going to... Talk about being exposed. That'll expose him legally. And I'm not buying this whole thing about, you know what, we tell people that we treat them like family, so I smack the kid as just like I do my wife. Oh, man.
You're not allowed to do that, are you?
No, you're not allowed to do that. No, you're not allowed to do that. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget, we have our news and information hour ahead as well on this here Tuesday. What is it? Thursday, man. Tomorrow is Friday. A sweet, sweet, sweet thing. That is. World famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, so we have our news and information hour coming up next hour with Bud and Robert, and we'll get into a very interesting story. It's nothing that's going to change the course of humanity. It's nothing that's going to change the history of the world, Hugh Hefner's a significant, I think he's a significant individual historically. But the story behind this pending marriage that is not going to happen now is kind of interesting and sort of weird and very American, and like so many things these days, plays out as a live soap opera. So we'll talk about that. Now, we were discussing Anthony Weiner, the congressman who today resigned. And this man's resignation, as I said to Ted, this was not the most dignified. This was not the most dignified resignation. Not the most dignified moment in a guy's life, going out as Howard Stern's guys are heckling you. But you know what? If ever there was an appropriate time for Howard's guys to be there ripping somebody an ass, it was this. I mean, there's absolutely nothing classy about what this guy did, and there's nothing classy about the, you know, the very thing that he did that is forcing him out of his position as a congressman. And so, why not have a dude screaming at you about how slick your chest looks? And, you know, so after another apology to his wife and constituents, Representative Anthony Weiner says he's no longer able to effectively serve as a congressman. He will step down. He's heckled by at least two people, one confirmed to be Benji Bronk of the Howard Stern Show.
I had hoped to be able to continue the work that the citizens of my district elected me to do, to fight for the middle class and those struggling to make it. Unfortunately, the distraction that I have created has made that impossible. So today I am announcing my resignation from Congress.
Yeah!
So my colleagues can get back to work, my neighbors can choose a new representative, and most importantly, that my wife and I can continue to heal from the damage I have caused.
What was he yelling? I'm sure I am resigning. Yay! You pervert! The heckling by Bronk continued through Weiner's resignation speech, asking the congressman if he's more than 7 inches.
I want to thank my colleagues in the House of Representatives, Democrats and Republicans alike. They come from different places around the country, but fundamentally, we all agree. They're all patriots, and I will miss them all. Thank you. I also want to express my gratitude to members of my staff. They're young people who are not paid very much. They're people that worked very hard and very long hours. Ultimately, those people define the notion of service.
I think it's funny. As Weiner wraps up his press conference, the heckler gets a final question in asking about his physique.
I got into politics to help give voice to the many who simply did not have one. Now I'll be looking for other ways to contribute my talents to make sure that we live up to that most New York and American of ideals. The idea that leaving a family, a community, and ultimately a country is the one thing that all unites us, the one thing we're all focused on. With God's help and with hard work, we will all be successful. Thank you and good afternoon.
Will you maintain your hot physique and screw yourself?
What do we got?
Got David.
What does he want?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get to him in a second. Put him on hold, all right? Finally, New York Representative Peter King and Bill Pascrell. King is a Republican. Pascrell is a Democrat. React to the news that their colleague is stepping down.
He's making the right decision. It's for his own good. Anthony Weiner has to resign. He would have been totally ineffective.
He's ashamed of what he's done. And your heart has to go out to the guy, whether you liked him or you didn't like him.
Yeah, David.
What do you think is so funny?
You know, I want to tell you something, okay?
No, just I'm asking you a question. What do you think is so funny?
I want to tell you something. You come on here during the last hour and telling Ted, oh, you don't ask anything about slapping his wife. Don't do this, don't do that. Now you're coming on about what?
You're laughing it up in the middle of a resignation of a congressman.
Because those cats are funny.
What cats?
Those guys from Stern Show.
Oh, come on, will you? Do you need to give that guy any more publicity than he already gets? You know, he's over there on Sirius or whatever they call it. That thing is dead. Dead, dead. And we're about to shovel dirt on top of it, and you keep giving them life by talking about him.
I'm not talking about them, man. It was in the news.
Hey, what's with this man, okay? Look, Phil, I understand you come from some sort of a bohemian background. Would you mind not calling me man? Everything with you is man. I'm not man. I'm not cat.
It's in the news, David.
What is?
What do you mean, what is?
I know Weiner is, but I didn't know that the, you know, Sirius stock today is $1.94. $1.94! And what you want to do is just keep pumping life into him, another blood transfusion, and the next thing you know, Karmazan comes back to life. And brother, when he comes back to life, you better pray for the sun to come up.
Because I don't know what you're talking about. All I'm saying is this was very funny. It was very funny.
It was very funny of those guys standing there asking him about the size of his you-know-what. Very funny of them. Everything with Howard Stern. This poor man.
Oh, this poor man.
Yes, that's right. He served his constituents well. And one night, in a weak moment, if you took a look at yours and it looked like his, wouldn't you be taking pictures of it?
Yeah, maybe, but I wouldn't be...
Uh-huh. So you would.
I wouldn't be sending them around the country. I wouldn't be texting them or messaging them or...
You don't text pictures. Oh, boy.
Pictures?
I said... I meant pictures. I said pictures, but you don't text them.
What do you do with them?
What do you mean, what do you do with them?
If you don't text a picture, what do you do with it?
You send it on the... You send it out.
Yeah, how?
You send it on the... What do you mean, how? It goes out over the the Webernet or something. I don't know.
The Webernet. Okay, David.
You know, Phil, what you do is you say these things to get me to call in, and then I wind up, I got egg dripping off my chin, looking for a towel, and there isn't one to be had. And I can tell...
I can't do it, bud.
Yeah, but what am I supposed to do, hang up on him?
No, I'll take the call, but I can't just keep going on and on and on with this guy. He's nuts. He's nuts, okay? He calls up, and he is upset with me about something that he hears me doing, and he winds up saying stuff that we have to apologize. I'm tired of having egg dripping off my chin, and I'm looking for a towel.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming back with our news and information hour. Next hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com right now, live streaming video of the
Phil
show.
Phil Hendry.
I got a towel off.